I am here for you, directing your attention inward. This is Dr. Herbert O. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. I am here for you, directing your attention inward. I receive many calls from people around the world, all asking for guidance and for direction and for love. And it's a joy to respond to them. One woman wrote to me, or rather called me yesterday, and we talked at length about her happy world and her happy family and her happy life. And she said, I'm going to make a will. And I said, well, that's beautiful. And she says, I want you to be the executor of my will. I want you to take charge of making sure that it's carried out properly and so forth whenever I choose to move to the next dimension. And I said, whatever you like, I am there for you. You just ask and I will be there. But that's way over in Germany, my goodness sakes. And then she said, and you know, if I'm not able to make a decision and my mother is still here, I would like you to be in charge of whatever that is it takes to make sure that everything is done perfectly. And I said again, I am there for you, whatever you'd like me to do. No. I am not interested in going around the world and taking over people's lives and being executor or executor of their estate or their life. But whenever a student calls and has nowhere else to turn for guidance or love or assistance in any way, I'm there. My students are the most precious thing in the world to me. My students are my family. My students are my beloved beyond any word. And whatever my students ask of me, I am there to give it to them. They may write their lessons in a most unusual way. And as I read the lesson, I first stop and hold the paper in my hand and I say, I love you, I love you, I love you. Then I read the lesson. And if I find confusion there, I say, all is in balance. And I write them back, not telling them of their confusion, but writing their lesson in a positive way. And I say, was this what you meant to say? And they say, yes, 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 because that was what they meant to say. But at the moment they were writing it, they had a little bit of unhappiness in their heart for whatever reason. I don't have to do this very often, but once in a while. And when I do, then everything works out great for them. All of the things become something very beautiful and positive and glorious. I'm not asking anyone to have me be their executor. I'm not asking anyone to have me be a legal entity in their life at all. But I do delight in being a spiritual entity in the lives of all of my creation, all of my family, all of my students, all those people that would like to have a little bit of guidance along the spiritual path. And I'm here for you, directing your attention inward. And I directed her attention inward. And I directed the attention inward of many others that ask similar questions. It's not a matter that I am there after they have gone to some other dimension or some other experience. I'm not there when they face great troubles. I am there bringing balance and life into whatever they do, so that rather than facing troubles, they're facing a very loving, happy situation. They look at it from another point of view. Instead of looking at dying as death, look at it as getting on a ship and going over the edge of the horizon and going into another dimension of experience. And when you think of it that way, It's not a terrible thing. It's just a matter of going on another vacation, going off into another dimension. Maybe you might leave your body behind. Maybe you take it with you. Wouldn't that be great? But the thing is, it doesn't matter. We live in the now. We live in the precious, wonderful, perfect now. And I'm always here for you, directing your attention inward. Directing your attention to your own divine reality. I'm not God for anybody. I'm not anybody's master. I am only my own master. I am only my own God. I am only my own creator. And I create beautiful people around me as a lovely reflection of what I am. I create beautiful experiences in my life as a lovely reflection of what I am. And should any experience come up in my life that is a tough experience or a bad experience, as some people might call it, to me, I look beyond it. I look beyond the experience and I see that it is just a moment of testing. It's a moment of fortifying my consciousness in the reality that I am in charge. And so, rather than be upset at a negative experience, I bless it, surround it with my love, and realize that all is in divine order. And as I realize all is in divine order, all is in divine order, and all works in perfect harmony. Yes, we all have circumstances in our life, times in our life when we are facing circumstances that we think that we need to have a little bit of love from the outside. But I'm here not to give you love from the outside. I'm here for you, directing your attention inward, realizing that the love in you is so great that any love given to you from the outside is just like frosting on the top of the cake. The cake is there. That's the real thing. Frosting might taste good too, but the cake is a real thing. And the cake is the sweetness, the love, the purity that you are. It's your inward self. It's your inward path. Yeah, life is wonderful, isn't it? I love it. Have a wonderful day and know that I'm always there for you. And I am here for you, directing your attention inward. I love you. I love you. I love you.